Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk.
Give the bankers a break. They give orders to the pigs in the streets. They give them quarters to me. Power tripping when they're holding the heat. Big brother's watching and he knows where you sleep. We don't need no pigs and we don't need no prisons. We need healthy communities to live in. We don't need systems, no politicians. We act directly to change our condition. Freedom can't be given. You gotta take it and make it your mission. To live every day like your vision of escaping the system of enslavement. To rich men, actions and strategies, not wishful thinking. Don't forget the pigs are listening. Tapping your phone, trying to catch you slipping. When they come knocking, you gotta resist them. Police state's here and the clock is ticking. A police state, we're living right now in a police state. It's a police state, it's a police state. Rise up, rebel, before it's too late. A police state, we're living right now in a police state. A police state. A police state, rise up, rebel, before it's too late.
It's a brave new world, big brothers watching. Holy state, scheming and plotting. New world order without options. People rise up, governments were toppling. September 11th, I haven't forgotten. Was an inside job, I'm still a dropping. On the Middle East, and police ain't stopping. Taking liberties, true peace, they're blocking. They call it freedom, but to me, they're mocking. Ideals of justice, just check the clock in. Ready yourself, gotta move with caution. Gotta train every day, be ready to travel. Satan incorporates microchips and cotton. Prison industry, poor people's locking. Don't answer the door when the beast is knocking. But they can't stop us, rise up and rock them in a police state. A police state, we're living right now in a police state. It's a police state, it's a police state. Rise up, rebel, before it's too late. A police state, a police state. We're living right now in a police state. A police state, a police state. Rise up, rebel, before it's too late.
Declare a martial law, a all of y'all.
Stand up to the empire, make it fall.
Declare a martial law, a all of y'all.
We are so big, they are so small.
You must actively shape your own destiny and the destiny of the world.
Good afternoon. And welcome to the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show. My name is Linda. Anna is here. Anna, aka Anarchist. She's here and she's going to be helping out on the show, it seems. So welcome her. She may not talk today, but she'll be here, silent partner, to help with the anarchy that is going on in the studio today. Today's show, I've already got a name for it for when I podcast it. It's called G20 Black Block Party. We're going to have a party. The streets are going to be empty in Brisbane. So apart from all the police around, it's a good time to get out there and Heidi, where you can, and I'll mention later a few of the events that are going on as well to assist with your party. I've also got an interview with a woman from the Refugee Action Collective about their initiative, which they're doing, which is called Walking Borders, and it's walking the border of the exclusion zone. And it's also going in, I didn't realize this, but it's going into the areas like the hotels where there's an extra exclusion zone happening as well. So I caught up with her yesterday, and that's quite interesting. We'll hear that in a while. Also going to talk to Robin Taubenfeld from the Brisbane Community Action Network about the G20 People's Summit, which is happening. But first of all, on today's show, we're going to hear from the Stimulator. His latest show is called Locomotive Time Bomb, and I'm only going to play a section of it. And this is the first part where he talks about what's been happening in Mexico. We've been talking about it a little bit, but he's from Puerto Rico. He's a native Spanish speaker, so he can say all the names really well. So just leave that to him. And also he talks a bit about what's happening in Kobani in northern Syria. First up on the show, you heard from Teste Logic with Police State.
This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
Let me explain something to you. The sun throws a certain amount of energy onto this planet. We turn it into food, clothing, shelter, etc. It supports an amount of us, and it took 30,000 years for that amount to become 1 billion. Then we found a way to use ancient sunlight, sunlight trapped in oil and coal. We started to live off that. What happened? In just 130 years, our population doubled. The next billion took 30 years. The fourth billion has taken just 14. So here's the question. What do you think is going to happen when that oil and coal runs out in, say, 100 years? When there's 10 billion living on a planet that can support only one?
I think we're going to tear each other to shreds.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the show where imperialist warmongers' worst nightmares come true. No! I'm your host, Stimulator, and the nightmare scenario that has Dick Cheney, Darth Vader screaming like Vin Diesel, trying to squeeze a golf ball-sized kidney stone out of his pee hole, is the ominous specter of the motherfucking resistance rising up to take sweet, sweet revenge on their imperial masters.
No!
You can chuck up one of the freshest stains in the imperialist jockey shorts to the brave men and women of the Mapuche nation, who took to the streets on October 12th in Santiago, so-called Chile, to demonstrate the rejection of Columbus Day, a bullshit annual holiday that celebrates the colonization of the Americas and the ongoing theft of their fucking land.
This
conflict that engulfs all of Latin America must come to an end. And the way we are going to do this is by fighting from Chiapas to the region of Temucuicui.
Tensions were already high following the recent murder of Mapuche activist and land defender José Mauricio Quintriqueo Huaquimil on October 1st, and so it was not long into the march before the cochinos found themselves ducking flying chunks of concrete and Molotov cocktails. The very next day in Chilpancingo, Mexico, militant student protesters demanding the safe return of 43 of their comrades, kidnapped last month by corrupt pigs and paramilitary drug cartels, torched the main government headquarters in the southern state of Guerrero. The missing college students are part of a radical movement of educational students known as the Normalistas, who have earned themselves a reputation for their fierce resistance to the neoliberal policies of the Mexican state. As a result, they've had to face the brunt of the brutal violence unleashed by the Mexican government as part of Plan Mérida, an intense militarization of the state security forces, bankrolled by the imperialist US motherfucking A. Yet despite the intense repression they face, the Normalistas continue to resist with inspiring bravery, and in recent weeks, they have turned things up a notch by hijacking buses, fighting cops, and utterly fucking up a highway toll booth.
This activity is to block the Palo Blanco toll booth so we can stop transnational corporations, cars belonging to the government, or any company that causes harm to us as a people. Like the phrase says, while there's no justice for the people, there's no peace for the government.
For the past 2 months, the man your mama calls Obama has been dropping shit tons of ordnance in the Middle East. Obama and his chicken hawk generals seem to think that they can bomb their way out of a situation created by the invasion and occupation of Iraq, carried out under Obama's monkey-brained frat boy predecessor, George W. Bush, which is essentially like trying to put out a grease fire by banging it with a fucking hammer. Meanwhile, in Rojava, the autonomously administered Kurdish region of northern Syria, Kurdish self-defense forces and fighters from the Free Syrian Army have been waging a heroic defense in the city of Kobani against waves of psychopathic jihadists calling themselves the Islamic State. The Islamic State has been steadily taking over large swaths of territory in Iraq and Syria over the past year, carrying out gruesome mass executions and enslaving ethnic minorities in the areas where they have been able to set up shop. But these sick pieces of shit have met their match in Kobani, where they have been getting their asses handed to them by the courageous female fighters of the YPJ. These women and their male counterparts in the YPG have been fighting to defend their way of life, which is centered around their anarchist-inspired system of local governance known as democratic confederalism. One of the primary platforms of this system is a heavy emphasis on gender equality, and the women of the YPJ have been showing the whole fucking world that they don't need men to fight their battles for them, and that if the Islamic State wants to enslave them under their backward system of patriarchal rule, well, they're gonna fucking die.
When they see a woman with a gun, they're so afraid they begin to shake. They portray themselves as tough guys to the world. They see women as just little things, but one of our women is worth 100 of them.
The struggles of the people of Kobani have drawn an impressive level of international solidarity, including mass protests and riots against Turkey's turd-munching president, Tayyip Erdogan, and has attempted to blockade and reinforcements from entering Kobani's northern region. Despite his best efforts to defend this imaginary line, anarchists in Turkey managed to cross into Kobani in late September to show some serious fucking solidarity to their Kurdish comrades, and by now the siege has been broken, and Kobani is still standing tall.
So an update on that is that Kobani is still standing tall in northern Syria. And also in Mexico, what has happened is that the 43 students have been pretty much confirmed that they were massacred, and one of the drug cartels admitted to the murder of those, although people are pretty much skeptical about whether that was just because they were strong-armed into doing that. A Mexican gang has admitted to it, but there's skeptics that it was actually the Mexican state that did that. It is 15 minutes after 12 o'clock. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM, The Anarchy Show, podcast as Autonomous Action Radio, and you just heard from The Stimulator. And you can hear the rest of that show. That was only part of the show. You can hear the rest of that show. You can watch the video, actually, at stimulator.tv. It's called Locomotive Time Bomb. We're going to play a song now by Chumbawamba, and this is called The Smashing of the Van. And then I'm going to talk about what happened in Melbourne. There's been all this, oh, there was Black Bloc in Melbourne. So I'm going to talk about that.
Attend, you gallant Irishmen, and listen for a while. I'll sing to you the praises of the sons of Erin's Isle. It's of those gallant heroes who voluntarily ran to release two Irish shamrocks from an English prison van. The 18th of September, it was in that dreadful year, when sorrow and excitement ran throughout all Lancashire. At a gathering of the Irish boys, they volunteered each man to release those Irish prisoners out of the prison van. Hurrah, my lads, for freedom, let's all join heart and hand. May the Lord have mercy on the boys that helped to smash the van. In Manchester one morning, those good heroes did agree their leaders, Kelly and Deasy, should have their liberty. They drank a health to Ireland and soon made up a plan to meet the prisoners on the road and take and smash the van. Hurrah, my lads, for freedom, let's all join heart and hand. May the Lord have mercy on the boys that helped to smash the van. With courage bold, those heroes went, and soon the van did stop. They cleared the guards from back and front and then smashed in the top. But in blowing open of the lock, they chanced to kill a man. So three men must die on the scaffold high for smashing of the van. Hurrah, my lads, for freedom, let's all join heart and hand. May the Lord have mercy on the boys that helped to smash the van. So now, kind friends, I will conclude, I think it would be right that all true-hearted Irishmen together should unite. Together should sympathise, my friends, and do the best we can to keep the memories evergreen of the boys that smashed the van. Hurrah, my lads, for freedom, let's all join heart and hand. May the Lord have mercy on the boys that helped to smash the van.
So there's been all this stuff about the Black Bloc being a threat to Brisbane. As we heard last week, the Black Bloc is not a threat to Brisbane, maybe only a threat to police vehicles and maybe windows or any inanimate object. But it's not going to happen in Brisbane, basically. I mean, it could happen, but I'd be surprised. If it does happen, it probably won't be very big, and it'll probably get shut down pretty quickly because we don't have the numbers in Brisbane. The whole idea of the Black Bloc is that it's like a large group of people and that you're protected by the mass of people with you. But I've got some information on what happened in Melbourne, which actually the anarchist stuff against the G20 in 2006 was organised under a coalition known as the Arterial Bloc. And they shut down parts of the city during the meeting, and some of the others dressed up in white jumpsuits and masks, and they smashed some police vehicles. I think I remember they tipped over a police car, and then there was a list of wanted people and published in the Herald Scum, and that there were a few people arrested. But the conference itself was disrupted and the protests actually shut down parts of the city. So, yeah, some good stuff happened down there, but it wasn't necessarily, I mean, it wasn't a huge Black Bloc action, and they actually wore white. But the assistant commissioner, Katrina, she actually mentioned that at the community meeting in South Brisbane, she's like, oh, they don't always wear black, sometimes they wear white or pink. So the Black Bloc, which isn't an actual organisation, it's a tactic. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Before that, you heard from Chumbawamba and The Smashing of the Van. I'm going to hear another Chumbawamba song now. Give the anarchist a cigarette. And after that, we're going to be talking with Scotia from the Refugee Action Collective about their walking borders activities that are happening all around the G20.
Nah, 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 nah. Robert!
Woo!
Bobby!
Woo!
For God's sake, burn it down!
Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of help. Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of...
Give me all your kisses, cigarettes.
Cause that's as close as he's ever gonna get. But he just forgets. He's gonna choke on his harmonica outputs.
Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of help. Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of...
And then...
thanks to God, the world is once again free. No more napalm. No more CIA. No more Wounded Knee. And when they are all celebrating, nuke the fucking lots. And there'll be lots of jelly gasoline in every baby's cot. And then load an M16. Give it plenty of feeling. Put it to your temple. Blow your brains onto the ceiling.
This track is not an attack upon the American people. It's an attack upon the system within which they live. Since 1945, the United States has attempted to overthrow more than 50 foreign governments. In the process, the US has caused the end of life for several million people and condemned many millions more to a life of agony and despair. The strength of your dreaming prevents you from reason. The American dream only makes sense if you're sleeping. It's just a cruel fantasy. Their politics took my voice away, but their music gave it back to me. The land where the lumpen are consumed by consumption, killing themselves to shovel down food in abundance. I guess a rapper from Britain is a rare voice. America is capitalism on steroids. Natives kept in casinos and reservations. Displaced slaves never given reparations. Take everything from Native Americans and wonder why I call it the racist experiment. Afraid of your melanin, the same as it's ever been. That ain't gonna change with the race of the president. I see imperialism under your skin tone. You could call it Christopher Columbus syndrome.
Is it a world nation or an abomination? Is it a world nation or an abomination? Is it a world nation or an abomination? Doesn't make any difference when they form your nation. Is it a world nation or an abomination? Is it a world nation or an abomination? Is it a world nation or an abomination? Doesn't make any difference when they form your nation.
The world's entertainer, the world's devastator. From Venezuela to Mesopotamia. Your cameras lie cause they have to hide the savage crimes committed on leaders that happen to try and nationalize eating competitions while the world's been starving. Beat up communism with the help of Bin Laden. Where would your war of terror be without that man? Every day you create more Nidal Hassans. Killer man from the military, you're a weirdo. But killer wog from the Middle East, you're a hero. Your country is causing screams that never reach your ear holes. America inflicted a million ground zeros. Follow the dollar and swallow your humanity. Soldiers committing savagery you never even have to see. Those mad at me, writing emails angrily. I'm not anti-America, America is anti-me.
Is it a
bomb
nation or an abomination? Is it a bomb nation or an abomination? Is it a bomb nation or an abomination? Doesn't make any difference when they form your nation. Is it a bomb nation or an abomination? Is it a bomb nation or an abomination? Is it a bomb nation or an abomination? Doesn't make any difference when they form your nation.
I don't care if him and Cheney are long lost relations. What matters more is the policies. I lost my patience. Stop debating, bringing race into the conversation. Occupation and cooperation equals profit making. It's over, people wake up from the dream now. Nobel Peace Prize, Jay-Z on speed dial. It's the substance within, not the color of your skin. Are you the puppeteer or the puppet on the string? So many believed it was instantly gonna change. There was still Dennis Ross, Brzezinski and Robert Gates. What happened to Chaz Freeman? What happened to Tristan Anderson? It's a machine that keeps that man breathing. I have the heart to say what all these other rappers aren't. Words like Iraq, Palestine, Afghanistan. The war's on and you morons were all wrong. I call Obama a bomber cause those are your bomb, your bomb.
Just heard from Loki and Obama Nation, and before that Tism with Kill Americans and Chumbawamba with Give the Anarchist a Cigarette. A few tunes there for you to get into the mood for the G20 circus party that is coming to Brisbane, and Obama will be here and lots of Americans. So I thought I'd play Tism with that song, Kill Americans. I suggested that to Franklin Lopez, the Stimulator. I said you should, when he was in Australia, I said you should play that, you should play that, put that Tism clip into your show. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine, which is viewed by a lot of Americans. He didn't think it was very funny, but I think it's hilarious. Yesterday, I rode my bike down to the Newstead Park, and a bunch of people there were folding boats for the Walking the Borders project that the Refugee Action Collective is doing. And I talked to Scotia. I'm going to play that right now. This project is happening as we speak.
Okay, so it's made, it's sort of designed so it's both land and water boat. Yeah, so the flat bottom allows us to use it as the border marker. And then the way it's got the pockets in here, it catches the air so that when we drop it for the river flotilla, it lands the right way up, and we'll have some stability in the water as it's floating up the river.
And have you floated some already?
Yeah, we've done some trials. We've had two trials just to test the tide and also the time of the tide. So
it's very technical.
Yes. Well, you know, there has to be some logical way of doing it. Otherwise, they could end up in the bay rather than in the river and miss the march.
Yeah. So what's the plan?
So the idea is that we have a group of singers and community members who are going to meet at South Bank. We'll also have a flash mob there that are going to do a dance flash mob to the song, our theme song, which has been written by a local singer-songwriter. And we'll have the flash mob, we'll launch the boats, and we'll sing them up the river to meet the People's March as it crosses the river on their way to Musgrave Park. Join the march.
So that's why you're paying attention to the tides.
Yeah.
I just thought of a problem with the police boat.
Well, we've tried it. The ferry has quite a massive undertow in its wash, and they've survived that. So
fantastic.
Perhaps a speed boat might be a bit different because it's a bit sharper, but I think we'll still... I mean, some of them will turn over. We've tried to ensure our environmental footprint is as clean as possible, so they're non-acid paper, and they'll have a small coating of olive oil. And we do intend to pick them up from the water if we can, but we can't guarantee, obviously, that we get them all. There's going to be a few hijacked along the way, I think.
So can you tell me about the walk?
Sure. So the principle of this action is about walking and walking borders and using the border reference to raise conversation around our border politics. And so we're using the borders of the Security Act. The Security Act is kind of the symbol of the G20's presence here in our city. And they have two levels of borders. One is for the perimeter of the city, the restricted zone, and then they have secure zones around the buildings that the G20 delegates will be staying in and having their meetings. So as they have been activated under the Act, they're activated at different dates. We walk them, mark them with our boats and our presence, and have conversation with people on the street. And the idea is to try and attract media coverage and local conversations. So I think it's through conversation that we change opinion. And, you know, there's a lot of propaganda out there around the issue of refugees and a lot of misinformation, and it's often just in a quiet talk that some of that can be cleared and resolved.
I think if people meet refugees, it's a lot different then.
Yeah, they understand it's about humanity. It's not a number. You know, Australia is dehumanising what a refugee is or an asylum seeker. They're either a terrorist or they're a number or they're a boat person. You know, the relationship that they are friends and lovers and children and parents, and they're fleeing for their lives, and they are asking for asylum. They're not terrorists, and they're not here to get a pay rise. You know, this is a massive endeavour by people who are in very treacherous situations.
Now, you're telling me about the police presence and also the rapid response group, Brisbane City Council.
Well, we've had 3 days of walking now, so it's been a little bit of a journey. And the police, in essence, have been very polite and useful, which is a bit ironic. But part of their strategy is that they have liaison officers who are working with activists who've registered their action through the G20 Security Act. We have to do that. We have to register that we're going to protest, which is ironic in itself. But yes, so they are trying to support peaceful engagement on the street. The Brisbane City council have actually been much more insidious and problematic for us and quite aggressive in their behaviour. And even though I've gone through every system possible to notify that this what the action is and what we'll be doing, they have been the most aggressive in their response to us.
So today you're at Newstead Park?
Yesterday is our last community boat making workshop. So the idea of the boat making events was to bring people together to share some conversation and support for each other. I think being an activist is pretty lonely often, and you know, people don't realise there's a lot of others out there with a similar idea. It's also about a safe environment for people to come and participate if they're not feeling comfortable about being on the street. I think there's a lot of fear that has been generated around the Security Act, so a lot of people are very hesitant to actually come in and engage at that time. But this is a way for them to still participate, have a role in the workshop, and also to engage families and meet, as you said, meet some of the refugee families that we're doing this for. So again, there's relationships that are built through that conversation.
So where to now?
Well, we finish here at 5 and then we go back to the Pullman Hotel where we're currently walking the borders. Tomorrow we go on, and yes, Wednesday is the big massive one around the restricted zone, and so we'll be walking from Wednesday midnight to Sunday midnight, 96 hours of walking and boat laying and chatting. So it's our marathon.
What's in the middle? Do you sleep at night time or camp or what?
Well, at the moment, the actions around the secure areas are only from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. But from Wednesday evening, it's 24 hours, so yes, we won't. People will come and go from that walk, but I'll be walking for the whole time.
So much like perhaps a refugee on a boat,
yes,
from Indonesia.
Exactly. You know, 4 days is very small compared to the months at sea and then the years waiting in a detention centre. You know, we have a terrible record of holding people, innocent people, in extreme conditions for years at a time. So 4 days is a small contribution, really.
And even waiting in the community is...
Yes. On very dodgy visa processes that are constantly changing, and it's a way of eliciting fear in people and certainly no level of security.
And that was me, Linda, talking with Scotia yesterday at Newstead Park, the last of their boat making workshops. And as you heard, the boats are very well engineered to float up the river to meet the People's March as it crosses the Karulpa Bridge, which is a walking bridge. I guess it probably wasn't the first preference of the people organising the walk, but this G20 conference has been micromanaged. Anna went to a protest rally this morning, which was held by the Brisbane Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy, and she said that there were lots of police, and then the police negotiators came along and talked to everyone and talked to the police, and they went away, and it was all very happy and good, which you've got to be slightly sceptical about. And we'll see what happens during the rest of the week. I'll be watching it very closely leading up to the People's March on Saturday. Basically, I think this whole G20, apparently the idea of it is to make it a good, happy G20 and everyone's happy. And I've got a clip from Naomi Wolf, actually, which I'll try and play as well, talking about the controlled protests and when you take to the streets, but it's all controlled and you have permission for everything. We're going to hear now from The Serenity and Trouble.
What's a generation of rebellious minds that's addicted to drugs, gonna do with their time? Just pay homage to irrelevant shrines. Kids run amok, commit felonious crimes while master binds of revolting mankind. Bad man manufacture the landmine. Fuck that, I kick back a plan line.
got trouble on my mind. Well, I struggle to find somebody to trust. Just a clandestine, I can't abandon mine, because this must be that family vibe. So collect, call the calamity line, but never whinge to me when it's anarchy time, cause I'll be hanging with mine when the agony blinds. All forms and colours, all shapes and size.
Trouble on my soul.
Negative will inevitably kill.
Break it down like rubble.
There's some people, some delegates from the G20 listening right now and hearing that sentiment there. Very soon, we're going to be talking to Robin Taubenfeld from the Brisbane Community Action Network. But now I'm going to play this little clip from Naomi Wolf talking about modern day protesting.
I often hear from young people either that they feel that their protests are pointless because the media doesn't cover them and nothing changes, or they feel that it really doesn't do anything and that you're more effective with internet activism. And I really thought about this a lot because I grew up in the Haight-Ashbury and I'm the child of hippies, and so my formative memories were of very moving, powerful protests that I knew were changing things, not just politically but also kind of spiritually in a way, like people were being changed and society was being changed. The marches I've been on lately, for the last decade, they really are, that you do feel impotent. You feel like you're engaging in some kind of weird Disneyland activism. I did some research and I discovered it feels fake because it is fake. I discovered that for 30 years there's been a systematic effort on the part of those who benefit from a small group of people holding power. There's this systematic neutering of our marches. So yes, you can get a permit to go from here on the mall to here on the mall. That changes, pardon me, all. It changes nothing.
Even the members of Gobias agreed on that one.
I'd ask you to make sure you're fully inside the free speech zone before beginning your protest.
free speech now.
Save your comments until you're completely loaded into the cage.
Well, at least a procession will come through here. They'll see us protest.
Okay, have fun. Enjoy your right to free speech. The armed forces welcomes your dissent.
And it will never change anything. And whether the media covers it or not, it will never change anything. In trying to answer the question, how do you save a nation? I looked at other times and places where citizens effectively pushed back against would-be dictators. And one thing that came up again and again and again is mass protest. Not only did it come up, but mass protest always works. Always works. I mean, unless the leaders are willing to literally send out the military with submachine guns and mow people down, mass protests like the kind you saw in Pakistan, the kind you saw with People Power in the Philippines, the kind you saw all over the Baltic states, Estonia. So what kind of mass protest? The kind of mass protest that always works is illegal just about everywhere in the United States today. Why is that? For a protest to be effective, you have to stop traffic. You have to stop traffic. What keeps you from getting a permit in the United States? Stepping a foot into the street. Now, why do you have to stop traffic? Because for a protest to do anything, it has to disrupt business as usual. I don't mean violence. Whoever's tape recording this, to take it back to, you know, Quantico or whatever, I don't mean violence. I mean dissent. You know, Martin Luther King, who wrote Letter from Birmingham Jail because he marched without a permit, said sometimes it is important for...
So we'll fade that down there. And when she talks about violence, I don't know if she means property destruction, but as anarchists, we say that property destruction is not violence. And if you look at situations like in Egypt, the Tahrir Square protests, and someone is insane with Hong Kong at the moment, they're trying to whitewash that and say that there was no violence and all property destruction, but in fact there was, coupled in with the mass protests, there were also people who were doing black bloc style actions and creating barricades. Japan's had a great history of protests and direct action, which reminds me, have you got the G20 fever? Civil liberties being restricted, kept up by helicopters overnight, feeling nervous like you're being watched all the time. Perhaps you have the G20 fever, and the only remedy for G20 fever is direct action. And direct action you can do at the People's March on Saturday at 11 a.m. starting 11 a.m. at Roma Street Forum. And it is a march with a permit, and it's not going to be, I mean, you can't block traffic in Brisbane during the G20 because there will be no traffic, because they told us to all get out of town. Now they're telling us to all come back, but everyone is getting out of town because they've got the G20 fever. And they think that going away will help cure the fever. But in fact, if people come to the protests, that will help cure G20 fever. We're going to hear now from Placebo and Rob the Bank, and talk soon, very briefly, with Robin Tauenfeld about the People's Summit.
Rob the Bank of England and America. Take me home. Me home, make love.
Rockefeller Plaza from the Wall Street Christmas meal, where the algorithm forecasts have nothing to reveal. De La Village despondency's Prometheus look down. I stole the golden flame, made I stole the crown.
Where has the money gone?
Where has the money gone?
Where did it go?
Where did it go? In his headquarters on the 22nd floor, he dismisses the cleaners early and he bolts the office door. A waste bin for his blood, pills to ease the pain, a parcel knife to take his life and dispatch the shame. Take away the shame, he cried, for I am all at sea, and I haven't got a compass for this catastrophe. A hurricane of accusations raging on and on. They're all asking the same question.
Where has the money gone?
He cried, for I am all at sea, and I haven't got a compass for this catastrophe. A hurricane of accusations raging on and on. They're all asking the same question. Where has all the money gone? Dawn comes back upon his beat through the cold streets of Manhattan, stirring homeless hobos sleep like a copper with his baton. But thieves don't sleep in doorways nor beg out in the street. They breakfast like Prometheus and made us spend our sleep. Blood on his hands, says the New York Post.
Where has the money gone?
Blood on his hands, he's raising a toast.
Where has the money gone?
You just heard from the Destroyers and Where Has All the Money Gone? It's almost 1 o'clock. On the phone, we have Robin Tawonfeld from the Brisbane Community Action Network, who have organised this great People's Convergence Forum happening around the G20. How are you going, Robin?
Great, Linda. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Have you got the G20 fever?
I do, don't we all? It's very exciting. There's choppers flying overhead, and actually, there's a lot of great community responses taking place this week in the lead up to the G20 and on the weekend of the G20 Leader Summit. I'm feeling excited. The People Summit is an awesome festival of ideas and symposiums and workshops and films. We'll be having the Radical Archives Lost Film Festival in the Uniting Church Theaterette that we're setting up. There'll be some great speakers. There's going to be some good workshops. So of course, we'll be talking about issues that the G20 has failed to address: climate change, gender equity, peace, social justice, decolonization, sovereignty, everything that's not on the agenda that really needs to be on the agenda to build a system based on social and ecological justice.
So can you tell us the website where people can find out more information?
Certainly. People can look at an updated G20 People Summit program at www.briscan, that's BrisCan for Community Action Network, .net.au. There is a community calendar that has a variety of events, not just the summit, but other community events that we're aware of on the community calendar. And there's a whole summit program. If you look under summit and program, you'll find it there. And of course, there's going to be a march, a people's march on Saturday. And we're supporting the First Nations program. There's a week of action in Musgrave Park as well. Look at the Brisbane Blacks website and also check out hashtags. There's a hashtag People Summit hashtag People's Summit, and there'll also be some hashtags for the People's March, and that's hashtag G20 March and hashtag Genocidal G20 for all you people who are tweeting out there. Join us virtually or join us online, join us in person. Don't buy into the fear. This is a time to show how awesomely great and progressive and creative our community is.
Great. Thanks very much, Robin. Also mention a hashtag G20 because we like to co-opt their hashtags as well. So anything that
that's
you...
That's right.
Yeah,
make
hashtag.
Sure they know the real action's on the outside of the G20, not on the inside.
That's right. It's going to be pretty boring in there anyway.
I think so. And they have this huge mega media station set up for the media inside. We hope the media will join us all at the Citizens Journalist Media Center, which will be set up in Wandering Cooks, the corner of Fish Lane and Cordelia Street, from Wednesday through Sunday. And not only will we have access to the internet for people to post their own G20 stories, but there will be food trucks. And they won't have that at the real G20. We are the real G20, the people's G20. The people are where the solution's from. So join us at the People's Summit. Join us for the People's March on Saturday. And check out the Brisbane Blacks Embassy program in Musgrave Park. And come to the lots of great events in the evening and throughout the week around West End and South Brisbane. Check it all out at brisbcan.net.au.
Thanks very much, Robin. That's right. We're going to be partying for the G20. We've got the block party happening. And tomorrow night, there's also a Brisbane Complaints Choir, Brisbane G20 Complaints Choir, which is really quite funny. Everyone's posting their complaints. The unhindered legislation neutering protestation has been passed off as a security measures. I feel unwelcome in my own city. Helicopters making all the dogs bark. Neanderthals knuckle dragging and shirt fronting. So that's happening tomorrow night in Kangaroo Point, and you can look up Brisbane G20 Complaints Choir on Facebook for information. Thanks very much, Robin. We have to leave you now, and you're very busy anyway. Thanks very much. Talking
everybody
to us and to look forward.
And this
forward
is the 4ZZZ.
That's right. We're the station to tune into.
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. More information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
Suffer for the oligopoly of the few.